quickly to the Rivertown hotline we go. And I want to bring on the show Tom Woodson, the junior quarterback from Gateway High School. Big night last night for him as his Gators roll in their victory over the Shaler Titans. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Are you breaking down tape, or are you waiting in anticipation of Modern Warfare 3 to be released on Tuesday? Which one's more apparent to you right now?
Breaking down tape.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, not a big video game player?
Not really.
Yeah,
no.
You don't have a lot of time, do you?
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. You've got more pressing things on your plate. Well, hey, first off, congratulations on the big win last night. How do you feel after the big victory?
Thank you. It felt good. It felt good going to the next round and playing a good team like Shaler, one of the best coaches, well-known coach, one of the best coaches in Whipple, and getting a win from him, that means a lot.
You're going to get Penn Trafford in the next round. You guys are familiar with them. They beat you earlier this year. What do you have to do to beat them?
We didn't play good overall. I mean, we just got to stick to our game plan and come out with an attitude to let them know that we're back for redemption.
Why has your offense been so good the last 4 or 5 weeks? What's clicking for you guys?
Our running game. We have like 2 or 3 running backs that could get the job done, and our O-line is doing a good job and going to run when the time is needed.
Can you? We've got Tom Woodson on the phone lines, junior quarterback from Gateway High School out there in Monroeville. Darian Franklin, you mentioned 123 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns last night for you. You mentioned your running back play. Tom is kind enough to join us here on the Rivertown Hotline on a Saturday morning. You know, as you're in your junior year, you're having a real nice season. Can you talk about Terry Smith and how he's helped you at your position and just, you know, playing high school football?
Oh, he helped me down. He helped me with a lot. I mean, he told me how it is. He stayed up with me, and when I needed something, I could go to him. I break it down, tape, film. Doing position drills, because he played quarterback in high school.
I remember him well. I watched him play. He was a fantastic athlete, and he'll remind you of it too, I'm sure.
Yeah, Coach Terry tells me all the time.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's good. Hey, real quickly before I let you go, you're just a junior, but you're starting to get obviously interest from different schools, Pitt, Penn State, West Virginia, schools outside the area even. How do you handle all of that? I know you've got a football season to think about, but how do you handle that as a junior with schools contacting you or having interest in you?
Well, I mean, I think it's exciting, but I never really think that could actually happen to me. Those schools, those big schools that I heard of, looked up to since I was little, but I'm not really focusing on that right now. I was just really focusing on the season, but they come.
Yeah. They certainly do. Well, good things happen to good people. Keep up the good hard work, Tom. Listen to your coaching staff. They're certainly very talented. And good luck next week against Penn Trafford. A lot of people aren't sure how good Penn Trafford is. They went through the season undefeated. They beat you guys. Should be a great game next week, and I appreciate you coming on board this morning. Okay, Tom?
Thank you.